This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 15th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at the strange happenings in Springfield yesterday as Governor Rob Blagojevich presided over the swearing-in of a new state Senate. Shortly after that, those same senators began the process of holding an impeachment trial against him. Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky will have the story. We'll also check a brutally cold forecast for this region. First, we'll have a look at today's news. School closings around much of the state and in east central Illinois mark the latest snap of bad weather in this region. The National Weather Service says the wind chill is expected to hover at 31 below zero with an actual temperature of 15 below. But health officials are warning that problems can arise at home as well. Champaign County's Public Health Department is asking people to watch out for symptoms of hypothermia and frostbite. Officials say some people are more susceptible to hypothermia beyond those who remain outdoors for long periods of time, like the homeless, hunters, and hikers. They say people should watch for signs in the elderly, babies who sleep in cold bedrooms. Wind chills will be well below zero throughout today and tomorrow. The newly elected Illinois Senate president is a Democrat, but he promises to bring Republicans into discussions on important issues. John Cullerton of Chicago says the state faces huge problems and everyone needs to work together. Democrats hold a 37-22 advantage in the state Senate, giving them the ability to pass nearly all legislation without the GOP's input. But Cullerton says he'll work with the other party.
We Democrats are not jeopardized by your being at the table. It's not like you're going to outvote us. And with all due respect, it's not as if you're on the verge of regaining control of this place.
The Senate has had a partisan atmosphere under recent Democratic and Republican control. Cullerton says that should change and made a gesture of good faith to new Republican leader Christine Redonio on the roll call electing a Senate president. Cullerton cast his vote for Redonio. She returned the favor moments later. Meanwhile, Redonio has made history, becoming the first woman to lead an Illinois legislative caucus. She'll serve as Republican leader, replacing Frank Watson, who gave up the position as he recuperates from a recent stroke. Redonio, who's from Lamont, thanked her family and colleagues, who were mostly males. She says she understands her selection is a step forward for women.
I do feel a sense of responsibility in that I have had the opportunity to crack a little bit of a glass ceiling.
In her acceptance speech, Redonio called for all lawmakers to work together to solve daunting problems, including the state's worsening budget situation. Redonio has served in the Senate since 1997. Michael Madigan began his 13th term as Speaker of the Illinois House yesterday. The Democrat has been in the House since 1971 and has held the top spot in the chamber for all but two of the last 26 years. Madigan was co-chair of Governor Rob Blagojevich's re-election campaign in 2006. But since, he and the governor became bitter rivals. Last week, the House impeached Blagojevich, accusing him of abusing his power. Though Madigan never mentioned Blagojevich by name in his acceptance speech, the speaker clearly wanted lawmakers to guard against any governor who might infringe upon their legislative authority.
I've always been a very strong advocate of the role of the legislature. Over the last few years, I've done more of that than I did in the past.
Madigan pledged to work with all House members to fulfill their obligations to the state. His Democratic colleagues say there is no one better at building consensus among lawmakers than Madigan. Urbana's Crystal Lake Pool will be closed this year after a number of problems were discovered there last summer. Engineers learned that electrical repairs to the pool would cost about $280,000. Drainage work would also be needed. And Urbana Superintendent of Recreation Dan Gibble says doing any of those repairs could produce additional concerns.
That facility's reached a point where spending a little less than $300,000 on electrical, and part of that it would be potentially, as that work is done, finding other major problems that can't be seen until you tear up concrete. You reach a point where maybe you're opening a can of worms you shouldn't be opening.
While the pool's future is uncertain, Urbana's Park District is making at least initial plans for building a facility to replace it one day. In a meeting scheduled for February 17th, the board will look at potential designs for building a new pool and take comments from the public. And in the wake of last February's failed referendum, the Park District Board has placed a new question on April's ballot. It seeks 15 cents more per $100 assessed valuation, a little less than last year. If it's approved, some of those funds would go towards producing a design for a new outdoor pool, but no construction. The taxes would also go for maintenance and park programs. Because Crystal Lake Pool is closed, a number of summer recreational programs will be moved to other facilities. Gibble says that's expected to cost as much as $20,000 in rental fees. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Governor Rod Blagojevich has not been to Illinois' capital since he was arrested early last month. But yesterday, he returned in order to preside over the inauguration of the new state Senate. It was only a matter of hours later that those senators began the impeachment trial against him. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Governor Rod Blagojevich has himself said that he loves the limelight, even when it has been focused on him, because prosecutors allege he tried to sell an appointment to Barack Obama's former seat in the U.S. Senate. It's one of various criminal allegations the governor totally denies. But Blagojevich took steps to avoid the limelight Wednesday, taking the back way into the Illinois Senate chambers minutes before the inauguration ceremony began. His pathway was cleared as velvet ropes kept everyone but his security detail and aides at bay, allowing the governor to ignore reporters' questions.
Governor, how did it feel to be back in Springfield?
The governor's presence at the Senate inauguration is required by the Illinois Constitution. Blagojevich himself pledged to uphold that constitution when he was sworn into office in both 2004 and again last year.
Please raise your right hands.
And this time, Blagojevich watched as the senators of the 96th General Assembly took their oaths.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
Never mind that as Blagojevich was standing before the 59 members of the Senate, he was facing the jury charged with deciding if he should be removed from office for violating his oath. Even as Blagojevich stood before them, several senators, including Democrat Heather Staines of Chicago, commented on their impeachment trial duties.
While we cannot and will not rush to judgment, our state's serious challenges demand that we move with deliberate speed in our act to judge. For at this trial conclusion, we must correct a massive budget deficit, pass meaningful ethics reform, and get Illinois working and building again with a capital program.
Blagojevich looked ahead with a straight face during most of these references, often with his hands clasped in front of him. Senator Lou Viverito, a Democrat from Burbank, called the situation eerie.
Basically, just a humanitarian standpoint, you feel uncomfortable, and knowing that it probably will be the very last time we'll be seeing him presiding it.
As Blagojevich presided over the inauguration, the man who would be his replacement if the Senate votes against him, Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn, had a front row seat next to several other constitutional officers who've repeatedly called for Blagojevich to step down. The governor didn't stay for the whole event. He left midway through, but not before taking the opportunity to send the Senate a brief message.
And I hope we can find some inspiration in Abraham Lincoln's words, "With malice toward none and charity for all, let us come together and get the business of the people done."
Even as Blagojevich was seemingly pleading for senators' compassion, the Illinois House was across town at the University of Illinois at Springfield for its own inauguration. Although the House last week impeached Blagojevich, once the newly elected representatives had been sworn in, the House took a second impeachment vote to make sure the verdict sticks. Again, the margins were overwhelming, 117 in favor to one opposed. The lone holdout was the governor's own sister-in-law, Chicago Democrat Deb Mell. She issued a statement saying that the charges facing Blagojevich are difficult for her to reconcile with the man she's known for 20 years. Mell says she regards Blagojevich as innocent until he's proven guilty. Blagojevich is hoping for similar support among senators. He has said he believes the outcome in the Senate will be much different than it was in the House. Already, the Senate's begun its work. Just hours after Blagojevich had overseen their inauguration, the newly sworn senators served Blagojevich with a summons and took a new oath, this time as jurors in his impeachment trial. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
In the forecast today, a wind chill warning is in effect until noon tomorrow. We have bitterly cold conditions today. Sunny skies, the high around 3 below. West winds up to 15 miles per hour. Wind chill readings of 23 to 33 below zero. Bitterly cold tonight, clear. Lows around 12 below. And wind chill readings of 24 to 34 below zero. Sunny skies tomorrow, the high around 12 degrees. The lowest wind chill readings around 22 to 32 below zero in the morning. Not as cold Friday night, mostly cloudy. Near steady temperatures around 9. Blustery conditions Saturday, mostly cloudy, the high around 28. And mostly cloudy Saturday night through Monday, Lows around 16, will have highs around 28 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Thursday, January 15th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bostert, AM 580 News.